15 on Virgin Radio. Your epic 48 coming up in 8 minutes, all right? What about? You're live in studio with us on Virgin Radio. Chris Fade here, Pretty Big Rossi, and the first female representing the Middle East as a WWE superstar, Shadia Bassiso.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
I love Yvonne's message. She has such a voice of a presenter.
Yeah.
It's so clear. It's so right. It is so clear. She went from a presenter here, back in the day, actually a presenter, one of the first presenters for Virgin Radio, Dubai.
Right here. Chris,
right here.
My first job out of university, I've never been on live radio. I've only done a recorded show once a week, and this was my...
I remember, and she was fabulous. And then you moved from that, doing some presenting on TV, hosting live events, and now you're representing the Middle East as a female in the WWE. There's a lot going on, and this event happening in Abu Dhabi on the 7th and 8th, there's what I love is that there's a lot of female empowerment happening here, isn't there?
Absolutely. Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks are going to be competing. That's going to be happening Thursday night. And for me, honestly, I can't wait to see them compete. Yeah. It's my first show after signing my contract.
So it's a big deal.
So I'm going to be really like, this is just going to be a very different perspective this time, watching the show and watching it live and watching them compete.
When do you go to the actual camp, like the WWE camp? When do you do this?
It's like going back to school or university.
Yeah.
I'm going to be training at the world-class WWE Performance Center, Orlando, Florida. I got a tour around the center, 7 rings. One of them is like a pillow. I don't think it's available anywhere in the world. You get to learn your aerial flips and all of that, you know. And then you get your in-ring sessions, and then you have a conditioning coach doing sports-specific conditioning. And then you have promo class, which is like acting class.
It's unbelievable.
It's like going back to school, but for something I actually want to study.
Do you know, like, is there a chance that it, like, is there a progression? Like, you know that you must be selected? Is there going to be a point where they go, okay, you go through to the next round, which is now being on the TV and worldwide? Is that the possibility that's the end result that we want?
Absolutely. So basically now I've signed a developmental contract. I'm going to be training at the Performance Center.
Yep.
And then you progress as an athlete, but there are no guarantees. It's the opportunity of becoming a WWE superstar one day. But
so you got some big things ahead of you that you got to put your head down.
I'm
going to
be training for at least 2 years before you guys ever see me again. But
okay.
NXT first, and NXT is such a cool brand. I got to see the live taping. I can't wait to be NXT Women's Champion, WWE Women's Champion, and then one day at WrestleMania. Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. You don't go and be part of WWE if it's not going to be the, you know.
I swear, if I see you if I see you on the TV, I'm going to die. I'm going to be like, hold on. I met Shadi at the Arabian Park Hotel in Goodwood.
If you remember that hotel,
it was the hotel this company put us at when we first moved here. It was in the middle of nowhere. I remember calling your room. We went downstairs and we met downstairs and we had this coffee, and I thought to myself, well, she seems pretty nice. That's all I remember that. I remember that moment.
Chris, do you remember when we once left Virgin Radio and you cannot
get a taxi?
In 2008, you cannot get a taxi. Yep. We got on a bus.
These studios used to be in the Maktoum area, and we left at around 3 o'clock, which was the switchover from taxi drivers.
It was impossible.
So Shadi and I think walked the streets of Dubai. We've only been here for 4 days, trying to get a taxi. And
we went on a public transportation bus. Begged the guy to drop us off.
It was there, it was right in front of the office, the public.
I have no idea how we got there.
You got to follow her on Instagram. We're going to throw up a photo on Chris Fade Show. Make sure you follow her. Support the journey. I think she's not only doing things great for the Middle East, but for females across the Middle East.
Totally.
This is a great story. Shadia Bassiso, you're an absolute legend, and we can't wait to see you WWE Live. She's a superstar, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Shadia.
Thank you so much for having me.
She's amazing. What's up?